Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hello. It's Richard Stilgo.
Another sir. Good morning, Sir Richard Stilgo.
Oh, yeah, leave out the sir, heaven's sake.
Okay. Dickie, thank you very much for giving us a call.
That's better.
Thank you very much for calling in. Who's asked you to give us a call?
One of the staff at the Orpheus Centre. The Orpheus Centre is... Well, the Orpheus Centre is fabled for assisting the disabled to live lives of independence, but sadly they have found this is really quite expensive and our bills are quite extensive, and we have heard that you are offering to give £10,000.
The only one to call in this week with any kind of poem like that. That's fantastic, Richard. Very, very good work.
So I'm phoning into Absolute to be the one who grabs the loot, to help the Orpheus Centre, the best charity on earth. And when you hear what Orpheus does, I think that you will share the buzz. We help disabled youngsters to go out and prove their worth. This can go on forever, I warn you.
I'm only here till 10, Richard.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for calling in and supporting what sounds like a great charity. You and I were in the same TV studio once. I was about 11 years of age.
Really?
It was a TV show you did called Finders Keepers.
Oh, you were on the team of Finders Keepers.
Well, my school was. I wasn't on the team. And do you remember, it was in the old TVS studio. Do you remember that down in Southampton?
Heavens above, yeah. Yeah. I mean, what? 40 years ago?
Let's not talk dates.
Let's not talk dates.
But it was around about, you know, the late 80s. It was late 80s, definitely, like 88 or 89.
And it was all like, it was like battleships, wasn't it?
Yes, and you would sing the theme tune. Yeah. Finders keepers, losers weepers.
Well done. I get royalties for that.
Oh, there you go. And I feel bad. I feel like I owe you an apology, actually, because obviously as a young, excitable boy, my school were on the St. Peter's, I was very excitable, and I was in the front row. And I'm afraid that there was the unruly lads, they led me aside, Richard, and as the camera panned across, we were told to put our thumbs up in the air. And I'm afraid that I joined in with some of the other lads, and we put some ruder signs, and I'm afraid that they stopped the film, and we'll move to the back.
There you are.
As punishment, and I feel like I owe you an apology, so I'd like to apologise now for my behaviour.
But here you are now, an international megastar, as a result of that.
So I'm glad you called in, the chance to try and heal the pain and apologise to you, okay?
Not at all. I forgive you.
Now, the question that's been set by our last caller, which was another knight like yourself, Sir Lenny Henry, he's a bit newer than you.
Deserves it too.
Yeah, I know. Over $1 billion for Comet Relief is incredible.
Amazing. Absolutely wonderful work.
Yeah, this is a great question. What was the first record you ever got, Richard? Would you go back and change it, or would you stick with it?
I'd stick with it. Heartbreak Hotel, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley was a massive Elvis fan. He was your first song, you lucky
My
thing.
My first song, 1956. I heard it on Radio Luxembourg and went straight out and bought it, and it changed the lives of everybody who heard it.
Yeah, it changed...
It changed music forever.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you remember, where did you get it from?
Rushworth and Draper in Liverpool.
Can you remember how much it would have cost? Would it have been a couple of shillings?
It would have been a couple of shillings, and it would have been a 78.
That's right, yeah, it would have been with that.
It would, yeah, absolutely. Elvis Presley, which I played on a wind-up gramophone. We are talking dark ages here.
Yeah, but great way to listen to music. Was that Mum and Dad's or was that yours? Did you have one in your bedroom?
No, Mum and Dad's. I had a portable radio which I had to listen to under the blankets late at night.
And how did your parents feel about you listening? Because obviously a lot of mums and dads feared Elvis Presley, and, you know, he's only had to be shot from the waist up and stuff like that when he first came on the scene.
That's right, yeah. They were right to fear Elvis Presley. I mean, no, it put all sorts of evil thoughts into a 13-year-old boy's head.
You've not been the same since, really. That was the turning point
for you. The world hasn't been the same since.
What a great first record, Heartbreak Hotel. Now, Richard, we need a question from you two, whoever calls us either before 10 or next week on the show.
All right, OK. Tell us about the first date you ever went on.
Oh, that is a great question. I'm now fearing...
You're already embarrassed, aren't you, thinking about it?
It's not as that. Obviously, this is a wild card feature. We never quite know who's calling in next, so that question could take us anywhere. If we get fined, Richard, can I pass on the Ofcom fine to you?
No.
Oh, come on.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Right. Well, listen, Richard, thank you so much for giving us a call, and good on you for supporting a great charity as well.
Thank you very much. Good to talk to you, Christian.
Have a lovely weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.